Good evening, everyone. John Carter here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision on Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. And by L. Hansen Motors, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. In Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Frill's courtroom just laid down the law, setting a firm course for the case of People versus Cody Benjamin Whitney. The defendant entered a not guilty plea on all counts, but the real story here is the court's no-nonsense approach to the calendar. Judge Frill has locked in a jury trial for November 3rd, 2026, with absolutely no wiggle room. Before that, October 5th, 2026, marks a critical triple threat deadline: final pretrial, motion cutoff, and a hard plea cutoff. Miss that date, and any chance of a deal vanishes. With the prosecution ready to pursue all counts and habitual offender requests. Adding a touch of courtroom drama, the judge noted a clerical error. The defendant's middle name was misspelled on the official information, a detail that will need correcting. Meanwhile, Whitney remains out on a $10,000 cash surety bond with strict no contact and notably no internet conditions directly tied to the charges. Attorneys on both sides now scrambling to meet tight deadlines for exhibits and jury instructions. With a mere 2 weeks before trial to get everything in order, it's clear Judge Frill is running a tight ship, ensuring this case moves forward with precision and without delay. Also in Huron County, we're bringing you an exclusive from Huron County Circuit Court, where Judge Frill's courtroom was the scene of a tense arraignment today. Dwayne Leonard Dexter, facing a third offense for operating while intoxicated, entered a not guilty plea, but the real drama unfolded around his bond. Despite the serious nature of a third OWI charge, Dexter's bond was set at a mere $1,000. Judge Frill didn't hold back, calling the figure pretty low and stating it should have been at least five times that amount. While the court reluctantly continued the existing bond, citing no current violations, the message was clear: this leniency is conditional. Prosecutors also signaled their intent to file a habitual offender notice, adding another layer of gravity to the case. Dexter is due back in court for a pretrial conference on April 27th. This case is now under a judicial microscope, and any misstep could quickly change the defendant's pretrial liberty. And last, a Huron County man with a criminal record stretching back decades is now facing a significant prison sentence after a routine probation check uncovered a shocking arsenal and drug dealing. In Judge Frill's courtroom at the Huron County Circuit Court, 55-year-old Scott Merritt Galbraith was handed a multi-part sentence that underscores the serious consequences of repeat offenses. Galbraith, already on probation, was caught red-handed during a surprise Nighthawk program compliance check. Authorities found not one, but six firearms and ammunition in his possession, at a stark violation for someone prohibited from owning weapons. As if that weren't enough, he was also implicated in the delivery of controlled substances. His defense painted a picture of a man trying to protect his family and help a friend in pain, but the court wasn't swayed. With five prior felonies and 31 misdemeanors already on his record, Judge Frill emphasized that Galbraith, at 55, knew the rules and chose to break them. The sentence includes a mandatory and consecutive terms, ensuring accountability for his actions. This case serves as a potent reminder that in Huron County, the Nighthawk program is actively ensuring probation compliance with serious repercussions for those who disregard the law. When we come back after this Al Hansen sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
Are you tired of shopping for cars online, and when you get there, you find out there's dock fees and finance fees too? Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. We never charge dock fees or finance fees. The price you see is the real deal, and we're always open to reasonable negotiation. This week we have a couple gas savers ready to take home so you can save in the lot and at the pump. The first is a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon. It has heated cloth seats, Bluetooth remote start, a backup camera, and WeatherTech floor mats. It only has 78,000 miles, and you can drive it home for just $12,580. The other is a 2017 Ford Fusion that gets up to 32 miles per gallon. It has Bluetooth, backup camera, cloth seats, and it has 123,000 miles for asking $99.80. If you need more space, we have a 2021 Chevy Blazer LT Redline. It's all-wheel drive and loaded with options. A 360-degree backup camera, dual power seats, Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, power liftgate, and much more. Come take it for a test drive to see for yourself. With 54,000 miles, you can drive it home for just $22,980. And last up for this week, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It's also all-wheel drive, and it's a great third-row SUV with a ton of safety features and a 3.6 V6 engine. With 93,000 miles, we're asking $23,480.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Cardy, and looking at our national news, record surge in weekly mortgage demand. Despite broader economic uncertainty, mortgage application volume surged 11% this week as rates hit a four-year low. The drop in rates has prompted a wave in refinancing and a sudden influx of first-time homebuyers entering the market. Economists note that while lower rates are helping demand, the lack of housing inventory remains a significant hurdle. Many buyers are rushing to lock in rates before potential inflation from energy shocks affects the Federal Reserve's future decisions. When we come back after the Stilson Collision sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
If you get into an accident, go to the best place in the Thumb for your auto body collision and paintwork. Stilson Collision. This is Luke Stilson.
And this is Marv Pullum. With our combined 95 years in auto body and paintwork, we ensure satisfaction with the best quality work in the Thumb.
This is Rich Pullum. From deer collisions to major accidents, we accept all insurance work.
That's right, Rich. If you need professional collision repair and auto body work, come see us at Stilson Collision, located 1704 West Fillion Road, just north of Bad Axe. Or call us at 989-553-3649.
Or call me, Marv Pullum, at 989-553-3648.
At Stilson Collision, we do it right or we don't do it.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Cardy. And moving on to our international news, Russia claims control of Potapivka in Ukraine. Russian forces have reportedly taken control of the village of Potapivka in the sunny Sumy region of Ukraine. The move marks a continuation of the grinding conflict as Russian troops attempt to expand their foothold in northern border areas. Ukraine has not officially confirmed the loss of the village, but noted that meetings with the U.S. delegations are focusing on securing new safety guarantees and continuing prisoner swaps. When we return after this M3 Wireless sponsor message, we'll continue with our obituaries.
Mom, my game won't load. It keeps freezing. Our internet is so slow. Can you please call M3 Wireless and get better internet service?
You know, I think you're right. With everyone streaming, working online, gaming, and staying connected, our internet just can't keep up. It's time to make the switch to M3 Wireless.
Make the upgrade today to M3 Wireless. Enjoy smooth streaming, online gaming, remote work, and HGTV, all without interruptions. M3 Wireless proudly serves homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started. M3 Wireless, your best choice for strong, reliable internet all year long. No more waiting, no more buffering. Just fast internet for the whole family.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we have one obituary to report for this hour. Rodney John Weiss, age 83 of Port Hope, passed away on Friday, March 20th, 2026. He was born on January 16th, 1942. Rodney is survived by his children, Deborah, Cindy, Brenda, Rodney Jr., Randy, and son-in-law, Tony, and 12 grandchildren and 19 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Rodney will take place Thursday, March 26th at 11 a.m. at St. John Lutheran Church of Port Hope. Cremation will follow visitation. Visitation for Rodney will be on Wednesday, March 25th, 2026, from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Visitation on Thursday will be at the church, beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of services at 11 a.m. A scripture service will take place Wednesday at 5:45 p.m. at the funeral home. Memorials may be given to the St. John Lutheran Church Ladies Auxiliary, and memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Stilson Collision, the best body and paint shop in the Thumb. If you get into an accident, see Stilson Collision on Fillion Road just north of Bad Axe. And by L. Hansen Motors, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department. And by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to M3ISP.com.